Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today as we face the issues. We are delighted to have you on board with us. We always look forward to the dialogue, the discussion, as we face the issue. Let me remind you, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're asking a question today. Will Christians face persecution in America? Do you believe it's possible that the Christians, the churches, will face persecution in our nation? Is it possible that that will take place? Well, the Bible says that it will. It is very, very clear in the Scripture in the 15th chapter of John, the 18th verse and the 20th verse. Jesus says in that 18th verse, if the world hate you, you will know that it hated me first. The 20th verse, he says, if they have persecuted you, they will also persecute you. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Jesus has said that, and if that is the case, I believe it is absolutely without any question that it will come to fruition. And ladies and gentlemen, the point that I want to make on the broadcast today is we're seeing all the signs and the indicators that the persecution is becoming more and more open, in your face, and direct against the Christian, the church. Anything that's moral, ethical, biblical, against faith and family and the freedoms that we have in America today. I don't know that I've seen any indicators that's any greater and any more cumulative than we're seeing today in the United States of America of the overthrow of our Constitution, and especially with our Bill of Rights, and in particular, our First and Second Amendments. So we're going to talk about that today in detail. We're going to be looking at the DOJ, one that is just issued, I believe it's about a 31-page document, the domestic terrorism document that is by Garland Merritt, the one that is in charge of the Department of Justice. He's the Attorney General under the auspices, the leadership, the direction of Joe Biden and what Biden would have accomplished in our nation today. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the overthrow of the American system. We're watching today the absolute on-track for the destruction of the United States of America and the foundation. The Bible is very clear. If our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In Psalms 11:3. So we're going to be talking about that. Looking forward to having your dialogue, your discussion, joining in with us today on that. Do you see the churches being persecuted? Are you seeing Christians being prosecuted? Do you see the potentiality of what we already see and witness and know that's taking place in Russia, China, Venezuela, Cuba, North Korea, et cetera, that's around the world where they've got a fascist form of government. We're watching fascism, socialism, and communism being absolutely unfurled in the United States of America. So let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. He made that statement in John 8, 31 and 32, speaking to his disciples. And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he makes the declaratory statement in John 17, 17, where the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that we need to focus on and understand ought to be the fundamental foundation of all that we do and say in our lives, especially as Christians. May I remind us, we're watching the attempt to undermine, tear down, and destroy anything that's called morals and ethics and values in our great nation. We should be concerned about what we see taking place in the Biden administration. We should be concerned about the new, if you please, the booklet, the guideline, the direction by Merrick Garland, the Department of Justice, and what they're doing at the behest of Joe Biden. Understanding, ladies and gentlemen, that we're on the fast track for that ultimate demise of anything that's called liberties and freedoms in America. And it's because of the truth book, that is what I call the Bible, the truth book, where Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, I believe it was in 1947-48, in the writing of the dystopian novel called 1984, where George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that very thing taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. It's a absolute disgust for, an absolute despising of, anything that's called morals and ethics and values, especially if you call yourself a conservative or a Christian. According to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and the others in the Beltway in Washington today, we are the most dangerous people on the globe. We are dangerous, and therefore the reason for setting up the domestic terrorism, if you please, laws and the regulations. In fact, out of the 81 executive orders signed by Joe Biden, according to Tony Perkins, over 60% of them are focused on the undermining, the tearing down, the destroying of Christianity and the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it was Jim DeMint, the former senator, that made a very, very stern statement that I believe we ought to visit. And Jim DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. The death of truth, he said. Let me just read you a paragraph from this statement by former Senator Jim DeMint. Truth is the core principle of Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundations of Western civilization. Judeo-Christianity and the Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of biblical-based Christianity, he wrote. Further, he stated, what we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian church. This is the reason I direct our thoughts back to, ladies and gentlemen, a quote by the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, therefore, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that should be the charge for every Christian today. Every Christian ought to seek the truth. You won't find it on the Communist Network News. We ought to listen to the truth. You won't find it on MSNBC, ABC, CBS, or any of the other socialist Marxist network news stations. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to learn the truth. Truth comes from the Word of God. Study the Word, stay in the Word, meditate in the Word, and allow God's Word to permeate our hearts, direct our footsteps, guide our pathway in life. And if we love the truth and tell the truth and live the truth, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be willing to defend the truth even to death. And that has the connotation, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm speaking of today, is that we're so near the point that Christianity will be openly treated as hostile, laws and rules and regulations and guidelines to chase down, persecute, and prosecute Christians is on the fast track in America today, as around the globe. I'm looking at Matthew, the 24th chapter, the 9th verse. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Verse 10 says, and then shall many be offended, that's the Greek word scandalon, means stumble and fall, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And we find that animus and that hate today against Christians and moral and ethical believers more than any other time in history. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators, and Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about the professional and the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right in the heart of Mander. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the American flag. There's a flagpole 165 feet in the air. Old Glory's flooring 24/7. Find the American flag flowing at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible clearly states that the world will hate Christians. Jesus said that in John the 15th chapter. We read that a moment ago, that the world's going to hate Christians, persecute Christians, persecute everyone that names the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and the 12th verse, the Apostle Paul says that same thing. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a matter of persecution coming. It's not a matter of there may be persecution in the future. We're faced with persecution for the Christian and the Christian church even today. And we need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that the Scripture is very, very clear that one day there's going to be that major persecution that I believe we see breaking on the scene even today in the society in which we are living in. We need to recognize that the dangers lie ahead, and yet we have so many today that do not recognize, do not understand, and do not seem to know that. In fact, in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the Scripture says, "For know this also, in the last days, perilous," that means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating, destructive, "time shall come." And they have arrived, ladies and gentlemen. We are at that stage today. I'm looking at an article that says the vice of Christian speech is tightening. It goes on to say quite a few street preachers have been arrested for even less direct offenses. But it goes on to talk about a 71-year-old preacher that was street preaching, and was talking about God created male and female, man and woman. And he was preaching against the sodomite agenda of today and was arrested as a result of it. That's Christian free speech. But, ladies and gentlemen, that is almost an era past, an era gone by. And I believe that we need to sit up, take notice, and understand that we're watching the ever-increasing persecution of Christians in America today. I believe we're witnessing the open, hostile persecution and prosecution of Christians, as well as the conservatives and patriots in our nation today. Ladies and gentlemen, you have Jack Phillips, the cake baker in Colorado. You have Burnell Stutzman, the florist in Oregon. Oregon or the state of Washington, I believe the state of Washington, for the past 10 years they've been persecuted and prosecuted simply because of standing on Christian values, refusing to bake cakes for a sodomite wedding, refusing to make florist arrangements for sodomite weddings. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have watched those two people in particular being persecuted and prosecuted almost on an endless basis. Jack Phillips was finally cleared through a 7-2 vote in the U.S. Supreme Court. Another case was filed because this time a man comes in and wants cake baked to represent his transition from a man to a woman or from a woman to a man, whatever it was. It's the most asinine thing I believe a human being can do, is think that somehow, some way, he can change by his own volition, change his or her sexual identity, and make it whatever they want it to be. It's spitting in the face of God. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, that is taking place. And as a result of that, we're finding Christians that say, no, Christian bakers, Christian florists, Christian photographers, Christian wedding planners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Across every strata of business where you find Christians being prosecuted and persecuted today. But the average Christian sits back and thinks somehow, some way, that doesn't affect me. I'm not one of those businesses, so I'm not going to worry about it. It is, as Franklin Graham called it, putting blinders on your eyes and not watching what is taking place and not seeing and understanding the signs of the times in which we are living in today. Ladies and gentlemen, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the rioting that takes place, the burnings, the lootings, the destroying, and the murders, go without any prosecution. Have you noticed that? How many people have been prosecuted and found guilty and sentenced to any jail time for the burning and the rioting by Black Lives Matter and Antifa? How many? You can't name them, can you? You can't identify them, can you? You cannot tell me 10 or 15 or 20. No, because everyone, even the few that were arrested, were bailed out and or got out with no bail and have not been prosecuted. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, a street preacher can be prosecuted and persecuted. A preacher that refuses to lock down his church and remains open can be persecuted and prosecuted. A Christian that takes a stand in relationship to what is moral and ethical and biblical can be persecuted and prosecuted in our system today. Our schools, the entire academic system, ladies and gentlemen, today, now pushing the critical race theory. They're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, to divide our great nation based on race. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're wanting us to understand is we're watching all of the signs, all of the precursor, all of the stage being set for this that the government is doing today through the Department of Justice with Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, that's now going to start prosecuting and persecuting what is called domestic terrorists. We're going to look at that in depth in this broadcast today. If you're familiar with that, I'd love to hear from you. If you have questions about that, I'd love to hear your questions. If you'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, let me tell you again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, the pushing of the critical race theory is designed to divide our nation based on skin tonation. But ladies and gentlemen, critical race theory has zip zero, nothing to do with race. It is the today's version of the Karl Marx designed purpose to overthrow a nation and bring about communism. He had three major tenets in his Marxist agenda. Number one is dethrone God, because Karl Marx said, ladies and gentlemen, that a religious people cannot be blinded or deceived for their nation to be taken over. So the first thing is to dethrone God. Anything that's moral, anything that's ethical, anything that's spiritual, you need to undermine that to bring in the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Maoist, Leninist, communist system. And that's exactly what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, to divide the great nation, to divide America. So number one in the Marxist agenda, dethrone God. Secondly, divide the nation. And the best way to divide it is culturally in the Maoist Marxist system. But today it's being divided racially, ethnically, to divide the nation so that there's not the strength to stand. Jesus said in Matthew 12, 25 and 26, that a nation divided cannot stand, a house divided cannot stand. So in Marxism, it is to dethrone God, divide the nation, and thirdly is to destroy the nuclear family. And those three things are taking place today in America simultaneously with the design purpose of the global reset, the design purpose of bringing in the socialist, Marxist, communist system, the design purpose of building back better, which is a Marxist theme that Joe Biden has run on in his campaign and is now enforcing in the United States of America. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hey, Pastor. Just a heads up, it's probably nothing, but some of the Bible prophecy teachers that I listen to have been talking about the Bashar nuclear reactor in Iran, and they've been saying to keep an eye on that reactor. And yesterday there was a story that something happened to that reactor. It's offline right now. And they're not giving a whole lot of information about it. Like I said, it's probably nothing, but it could be intriguing.
So. It's not just intriguing, but let me say this. If there's anything that's taken it offline, it's because the genius at work out of Israel that's going to prevent that from taking place as best they can. And yes, that nuclear reactor, I believe, will ultimately be in full operational standing. And I believe it's going to be because Joe Biden goes back into the agreement. He's on his hands and knees kissing the boots of the reigning mullahs today, trying to get them to agree to go back into that agreement. And it's allowing the Iranians to fast track the nuclear development for a nuclear weapon to wipe out Israel. And I believe that we're going to see those things taking place on a rapid fire basis, because that's part and parcel of the eschatological theme in the scripture. Someone said a number of years ago, if you want to see the eschatological calendar of God, look at Israel, that's the hour hand. And if you want to see minute by minute what's happening, look at the minute hand, which is Jerusalem. And we understand in Zechariah, the 12th chapter, and verse 1, 2, and 3, that the end times, every nation is going to be focused on that little postage stamp called Israel to wipe out and destroy the nation of Israel. So you're exactly right. That is something to keep our eyes on eschatologically from the prophetic future of what God is going to do.
Right. Pastor, do you have any thoughts on Naftali Bennett, the new prime minister? Any thoughts about him?
I have a lot of thoughts about him, and none of them are good. He's in the pockets of the Arab jihadists. They have now, as part of their eight-part governmental system that they don't have, as they did recently, five parties. They've got eight parties now, and one part of that eight-party governmental system that's been knitted together under Bennett happens to be the Arab jihadist that says that he is going to implement programs to return all land to the Arabs. He calls them the Palestinians. No such ethnic group as Palestinians. That's what the name you find in the scripture about the nation of Israel is Palestine, which is God's country, God's people. But yet he said he's going to take the land back. And there's Bennett that is umbrella of that now, that's going to give him leeway to assist him in doing so. And that was done out of political greed of wanting to have the leadership role. And yet I'm thankful that Benjamin Netanyahu said that he's going to destroy that coalition of government now. What he's going to do, only God knows. But now that we see Benjamin Netanyahu out of the leadership role, and we see Joe Biden that hates Israel, Joe Biden that loves the Arab jihadists, we're going to watch the hotspot get even greater in the Middle East. And we're going to watch things take place in the near future, I believe, that will make God's prophecy leap off the pages of the Word of God.
Now, things are moving fast.
Absolutely. Faster than a speeding bullet. It excites me because I see what God says is coming about, and that in all that entails what's going to be devastating for the Christian church, and for America in general. So we need to keep praying, brother, looking up, for our redemption draweth nigh, the scripture says. Thank you so much. Amen. For your call and for your insight. Spot on with what you're saying. Just keep on praying and keep on looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, will Christians face persecution in America? Are we on the verge of that open, hostile, in-your-face persecution for Christians, conservatives, and patriots in America? That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comments about the subject today. We're talking about, will Christians face persecution? Ladies and gentlemen, as we watch what is taking place around the globe, and then we see what God's Word says, and then we narrow it down and focus on what's taking place in America, one of those grave dangers is that we're watching the knitting together of these Marxist, socialist, communist elements that is being utilized today in America to destroy the constitutional republic and the representative form of government that we have enjoyed for all of these years. The critical race theory is one of those tools. It's being used across all of the academic systems from kindergarten through high school and through the colleges and universities across America, and it's being used to divide and thus to weaken the citizens in our great nation. I'm looking at an article that says five ugly truths about critical race theory. Number one, is critical race theory racist? Yes. Does critical race theory advance the vision and activism of the civil rights movement? No. Does the critical race theory say all white people are racist? Yes. Is critical race theory Marxist? Yes, indeed. Is critical race theory an analytical tool for understanding race and racism? No, it is not. And it goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, the dangers of the critical race theory and what is taking place with that being infiltrated, that being inculcated in the academic system in America. We've got to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, for many, 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 many years now, we have put socialist, Marxist, communist professors in our schools and in the colleges and universities. That's what we've had for many years. As a result of that, we've had now the teachers and the teaching system in the kindergarten through high school that's taken on the same, if you please, aura. And that is to teach Marxism, socialism, communism in our public schools and have our youngsters, our sons and our daughters and our grandkids being brainwashed into believing that America is a wicked, evil, racist, white supremacist nation and no one ought to care anything about America. That's to help to undermine and destroy the consistency and the cohesiveness in American system of governance today. And it's been done not just overnight, but it's been done over the period of time. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the it come to fruition today. I'm looking at another article. Critical race theory is Marxist. Its real target is Christianity and the Bible. The far left wants it in our schools. The war on Christians is in full gear in America today. The Biden administration and the entire woke left are embracing radical new approaches to our culture and our life. And part and parcel, it's called the critical race theory. In a nutshell, it claims that people who are white and form from European backgrounds have succeeded because of their color, and they have oppressed all people of color. Make no mistake about it, the left's anti-Christian, anti-God, anti-Semitic agenda is being ramped up dramatically even today in America. So, ladies and gentlemen, do you see anything that you would call an attack on Christianity? Are you watching? Are you listening? Do you understand what is really taking place in our nation today? Again, critical race theory is one of the tools. Critical race theory is simply part of the equation that's being used to divide and to undermine America. And I am thankful to see, I don't know about you, but I'm thankful to see a number of parents across America joining together, knitting together with a war against the critical race theory. Now, how successful they'll be, only God knows, but I'm looking at this article. It's a massive article. I'm going to touch on a couple of paragraphs. Parent-led rebellion against critical race theory, storming school boards across America. A parent-led rebellion against critical race theory is storming school boards across the country and demanding accountability for what is being taught in the American schools to our children. At least 165 local and national groups have formed to combat critical race theory, CRT, instruction in our schools across the U.S., according to the analyst. Many of these groups were funded by parents appalled to discover what was being taught to their children. Their advocacy has launched small-town CRT debate on the national stage, prompted anti-CRT legislation from Republican lawmakers. Further, it says, parents are right to revolt against critical race theory in the classroom. Senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and the anti-CRT writer, Christopher Ruffo, told the Daily Caller News Foundation, quote, children are not inherently oppressors and should not be implicated for historical crimes on the basis of their race. This kind of propaganda belongs to the Soviet Union and the Soviet history, not the American classroom, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We've got about 1 minute of the top of the hour news. After the news, we'll be right back as we continue to discuss, will Christians face persecution in America? Hang in there. Don't turn your dial as we return to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.